Fred, you've designed and helped build the theater and the sets over these past 12 years. How did you two form this partnership? When did it all begin?
Well, it all began way before you were ever born. It began, I think, what, it was 73, maybe 1973.
Yeah, probably.
And, of course, we had started the Berea Community Theater in the community school. And we worked together for several years there until that kind of faded out. And then there was this long pause, and suddenly a call from Eddie. I'm doing a new theater. You don't refuse Eddie. I mean, he's enthusiastic, and it is a fun. It was absolutely fun, every minute of it. So that's when it started, and we just got back together again and got going.
He actually was the first call I made once I decided that I would do this and told Steve and the council members, yes, we'd go after this. But that I was not going to even think about starting and building and doing physical things until I knew Fred was on board. So he's the guy that I called. And we, like he says, we've been doing it ever since. We just finished the last set.
That's right.
A couple of days ago.
Yes, we did.
You were a drama teacher at Berea Community. And what expertise did you learn from that? Did you bring over to Berea Arena Theater?
Well, I think everything that I learned as a teacher, I did apply. When I go to work, it just, whatever that I learned, it just kind of rolls out. You figure a way. And I like Fred's phrase about it, kind of a work in progress and always dealing with challenges. You know, you have to adjust every show physically. You have to adjust it in terms of characters, those kinds of things. I thought I learned to be a pretty good producer. And I learned that from my great mentor, Paul Power, whose play we're closing our run with, Noel and Reb. But Mr. Power was a managing producer, artistic director of the original Summer Arena Theater in the late 60s, early 70s that led to the revival of Wilderness Road.
And this was in Berea.
This was in Berea, Berea College Summer. That's where I worked, and we did crazy repertory, a different play every night. But the one thing I learned from him, and I didn't even realize I was learning it at the time, was go out there and plan so far ahead, you have got the people. You already have people who can do these shows. You don't know exactly who's going to be doing exactly what role, but you do have the pool. You have the talent to do it. And I think that's one thing I learned from, I know I learned it starting with him, but then in my years of teaching, just all those wonderful kids, you know, I had huge drama classes, and you always find a way to use as many people as you can in any way they want to do it. A lot of them aren't performers. They'd rather be the builders of the set or run the lights and sound. But I do think my teaching really made it possible for me to kind of pull this theater thing together rather quickly because of experience.
Did you ever have any actors on stage that may have destroyed the sets?
No names, Fred.
No names.
No names. Yes. Incidents, maybe. Okay.
How many repairs do you think you had to do during runs of shows?
They were mostly with doors. Yes. Exactly. So they were, no. They were not knocked out of alignment or something of the sort. Yeah, that was the big one.
Well, we had an actor friend who shall remain nameless. Yeah. Who never met a door he couldn't take out.
Yeah.
And there was always a challenge when we would start the staging and get things, especially if it was a quick exit or a quick entrance. But as you well know, you were in place also with our friend. But we laugh about it to this day. We even named a certain kind of entrance after him by name. We could all walk it and do it. Yeah.
So what's next for you two?
That's a good question. I keep encouraging Eddie, and I think he's with it, to look for opportunities. I don't think that this whole thing is going to go away. There are other venues. There are other projects to do, maybe not a full season kind of thing, but there's certainly other projects. And as long as we're able to stand up and do something, we're interested.
Well, I totally do agree with Fred, and I'm keeping our name, Berea Arena Theater, and I will keep a supply of lighting and some basic sets and chairs and things, and I'm going to store some of that. I already had lined up for the coming season. I had promised Bill West for years that I was going to do something at Churchill, which has really taken off as a venue and a great place to go to. And I was going to do a fall cabaret and a spring cabaret at Churchill in Berea, and still intend to do that. So there are at least two productions to come under our umbrella of Berea Arena Theater, and then we'll just see, like Fred said, we'll just see what happens. And I'll tell you, Fred is, I could never have done what I do without Fred, because we often are the only two who are doing those things, and we take our time. We work so well together. We actually laugh about it and say that even though we go away tired, and we have more fun. We have more fun when we're together doing the building. In fact, we're thinking of writing a book. We've been talking about this, and so this summer we might begin to actually sketch out the way we want to organize it. And we intend for it to be a real usable book, kind of we joke about a title, Theater 101, Things That Really Work, as a title. And we're talking about from the acting experience and directing experience, and then from all the things you have to do to produce a play, box office, the things my wonderful wife Norma does. People have no idea how hard that woman works, and it's almost nonstop when we're up and running. And then the building of sets and the taking down of sets, and I think it would be a good book, and we're kind of serious about it now. We used to talk about it, now we're serious.
And we're serious now. And I know you've gotten a lot of comments from people Berea who are pretty much devastated at the fact that the community theater will be no more.
Well, it is.
And I also have the feeling that community theater is a very important part of the arts of a community. I'm part of the Richmond Area Arts Council, which does many things, but I just have always supported storytelling through theater and incorporating students, as you have for your career, into the process. I think it's so important, something that we should never forget as a society.
I totally agree, and I couldn't have said it better. Is that going to be in our book?
That's the opening, actually.
I like it.
Fred, Eddie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Wendy.
Love it. Thank you, Wendy.